The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
My card was declined.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
But then it said, my bank sent me a thing. It was like, we declined $51.52 with your card at Bang Energy. Was this you, yes or no?
Wells Fargo?
Chase.
Oh, okay. I get those every now and then. Little inside thing. If I'm trying to put money into one of my websites, like I'll have to go and enable international transactions and stuff. Every now and then, they'll decline something totally random. So, I don't know what it is. And then you have to go through the... I'd rather they do that than allow people to get in there and steal all my stuff again.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting tweet from our buddy Eric Berger. No promises here, but the high-resolution models are suggesting noontime temperatures on Wednesday will be about 50 degrees in Houston.
Oh, that's chilly.
Yeah. That'd be kind of awesome.
I like it when it's 70. Did we miss all of the 70s
no,
weather?
No, it was pretty much 70 today.
No, it was colder than that this morning.
Hey, it
it's
warmed
currently
up.
70 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want like where it's 70 all day long. Is that too much to ask? Like I want it to be 70 when I drive into work in the morning and when I drive home in the evening. That way I can ride my motorcycle to work.
I think you might have missed that.
My wife called me. Well, that it never existed. It never existed.
I mean, it was like 4 days last week or 2 weeks ago.
My wife gets on me because I only like to ride my motorcycle when the weather's perfect because I'm kind of a baby. I don't like to get all sweaty, and I don't like to get cold, and I don't like to get wet. And she's like, we have this thing. It just sits in our garage, and we pay insurance for it. And I'm like, listen, there's going to be some days where it's 70, and I'm going to ride it. But
you remind her who's bringing the checks home?
Yeah, all the time. All the damn time.
You guys, it's so funny how people want to judge who I'm voting for. Like,
who cares? Clearly
it's Trump, considering how much he defends the silent ashamed MAGAs who, while not racist, decided that racism wasn't a deal breaker. Still love the show. Love AJ's hate for the Rockets and Texans. LOL. Did I defend anybody? All I said was, you know what? They're out there. I'm betting on Trump for that reason. Doesn't mean I voted for him. Totally different thing, because I know damn well that my one vote is not going to make any difference. And
so you're saying you got a wasted vote?
Yeah, and honestly,
that's what everybody tells me.
Well, I think in this state, your vote's always wasted unless somehow Biden wins, in which case, which ain't going to happen. It's just not happening. I'm not buying that. But you know, and that's because you're liberal and you want me to think the way you do, just like Trump supporters want me to think the way they do. I don't like any of you. You're both bad. You're both horrible. Both sides are horrible.
There's good and bad people on both sides.
No, they're bad and bad. They're bad and bad. They're all awful. So, yeah. And anybody, don't be a Rian. Why don't you just say you did it? Because it's none of your effing business.
I don't like that everybody's pressuring people.
Yeah. That's the problem. This is why you all suck. This is why Trump supporters suck. This is why liberals suck.
Fred, I just want you to know, everybody sucks.
I want you to know something, Fred.
Yeah?
I don't care who you voted for.
Well, it's nobody's damn business.
I'll respect you either way.
And you know what? And that's how I grew up, was we didn't tell people who we voted for. And now, because all of you snowflakes out there are so... Everything is, it has to be about me. It has to be about me. This guy's awful. This guy's great. Suck it, idiots. I don't care. I don't care what you think. I really don't. And it's none of your damn business who I voted for. And sitting there trying to speculate, it just means you're a dumbass. You're a dickweed. Go care about your own life. So, because one thing I guarantee you I did that you don't do when you vote, I researched every one of those damn judges. I spent a lot of time on that. And I guarantee, I know a bunch of you just pushed RD on it. And that was dumb because there were some bad people on both of those ballots that had no business, have no business winning.
There's good and bad people on both sides.
There are.
I, for the longest, have said, I wish judges didn't have R or D by them.
They shouldn't.
Like,
yeah.
People should have to actually go do research like it's a school board.
Yeah, I mean.
Because really, judges shouldn't have political affiliation. You like to think of judges as like unbiased.
Well, and
you know,
and I hate to break it to you, because even though they may have an R or a D next to their name, most of them are. Most of them follow the law. That's what they were trained to do. And a lot of them are really good at it. And they may not be the same party as you. Shocker. And, yeah. It's so funny. People are so stupid. I got to tell you. You voted for this guy. You voted for this guy. Wee. Tell you what, you vote who for you want, and I'll vote for who I want. So.
Have you voted yet, Aaron?
I have not.
Oh, you're not going to vote.
No, I'm voting.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you have a plan?
I finished my research today.
Do you have a plan?
Yes.
Okay. Pete Carroll, you said you need to have a plan.
I have a plan.
Okay.
Turn around, don't drown. That's my plan.
No, that's the wrong plan.
That was the only plan that was taught to me on the roadway signs.
Well, you're not watching the commercials. Pete Carroll will give you a plan.
Oh, I only respond to the light up signs on the freeway. If it doesn't say to do something, then I don't do it.
You ain't seen the vote signs? There's plenty of them out there.
Not on the light up ones.
Oh, the
light up ones either say turn around, don't drown, or buckle up, Houston.
Or they say silver alert.
Silver alert,
or that.
Yeah. I miss when it was
missing Fowler.
Or clear alert now, which is something else.
That's clear alert. Is that like a sexually ambiguous, like, it might be a guy, might be a chick, might be a Q. We don't know.
It is a coordinated law enforcement adult rescue alert. So basically, anybody not an Amber Alert or a Silver Alert. Okay, silver alert.
So like if Fred kidnapped me, it would be a clear alert.
Yes. Anybody 18 to 64. So all three of us.
No, if I kidnapped Fred, it would be silver.
Yeah, technically it would.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, because I'm over 50.
No, I it's think 18 it's, to I think 64. It's 65.
Is it? 65 is silver.
Okay.
You're not a silver fox quite yet.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
One day.
I miss the old signs that had missing elderly. And now it's silver alert. Well, why do we have to change that? Not all change is good.
All change is good.
No. 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776.
Boy, Graham Mertz is out. What do you think the line on Wisconsin versus Nebraska is?
They may be another fourth guy.
Yeah. So Wisconsin opened at minus 10 at Nebraska. What do you think Wisconsin is now?
It's probably close to a pick 'em, huh?
Minus 3.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So 7 points. That makes sense.
Wisconsin, who just they won their first game 45-7. And that 7 points was on like a random kicked around ball that Illinois scored on defense. 45-7. So they gave up 0 points to Illinois' offense. Now they're about to play Nebraska, and they're 3-point favorites. Got to tell you. And some of these books are behind the other ones.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have access to a Pinnacle account, but they're still at 11. But honestly, I think Wisconsin still smashes them.
Yeah,
Wisconsin will do what they always do.
They don't need a quarterback.
They'll just hand the ball to a running back, and they won't let you score.
Yeah. It'll be some guy that gets 220 yards behind their giant offensive line, and they don't need a quarterback. Nick says, you did say he voted for four years ago. Yeah, I did. And you know what? It was a mistake because people were absolute dickweeds about it. So I'm never doing it again.
Total drop from 58 to 47.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah. Might like the under. Wish I'd got it at 58. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked Amy Coney Barrett, smash or pass?
Pass.
Smash. My standards are a lot lower the older I get. So. Apparently today's National Beer Day.
Good news for me.
American Beer Day.
Oh, American beer. All right. Well, I'm sure I've got some of that I can.
Yeah, we don't need these days because, you know what? I can drink beer any Tuesday.
I did wear a foreign beer t-shirt today, though. That's pretty ignorant of me.
Unpatriotic of you?
Yeah. Mm. Well, except I just ordered Military Bang, so back to being a patriot, bitch.
Yeah, I think that's more supportive of America.
Yeah. Maybe I could. I'll drink American beer tonight. Watch me.
All right. I thought you were...
I may have a gout flare up coming. I don't know. I had to call the online doctor today and get some more gout meds because I feel it coming on. And he was like, "Well, you know, if you only call us when you have these flare ups, you're going to develop terrible arthritis. You may want to get on some preventative medicine, which means you need to get." A general practitioner to get you a prescription. I was like, I don't have a general practitioner. You know when I call the doctor? When my foot's about to fall off. That's it. So I guess I got to get a general practitioner now before my foot falls off.
Yeah, it's not so bad. I have one that I go to once a year. I actually just changed.
Does he put his finger in your butt?
No, he just like...
Does he put two?
No, he didn't do that stuff. Well, but he did because I already.
Anybody else who has a recommendation besides Fred?
Well, I've already had that done, but he did recommend that at some point next year I'm going to have to get a colonoscopy.
I know you've gotten it done, but I'm looking to get it done for free, like as part of my deal with the doctor.
Oh, well, then I'm sure there's some doctor out there that will advertise with you.
Oh. Hi, everybody,
it's me, Dr. Nick.
quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5,
92.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Brad asked me, have you watched Brockmire yet? Super funny and well-written. I watched a couple episodes. I thought I would like it. It just didn't do much for me. So I never really got into it. It's weird. There's some shows that I just don't get into. A lot of people have those. And, Houston Media Critic just tweeted at us with, and all it says is hashtag great pick, and it's Lena in a mask. And as you were saying on Twitch, nothing about the establishment of the Early Childhood Impact Fund. Just, you know, great pick. It is, I mean, again, she's, it adds some mystery.
Yeah.
I like a little mystery.
I'm going to go she's a mass 10.
I don't know about a 10. Mask is good, though. It's good for her.
It's a good photo. Did you see the people are actually betting on the Jets?
I mean, hello, they covered.
Yeah, I know, but some places had it as high as 21.5. But it quickly dropped to 21 and then 20.5 because a bunch of big bets on the Jets from guys who are sharps.
I mean, that's not surprising. Any 20-plus point spread, the initial reaction for me is, well, take the dog.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
No, because I'm not getting in the way of that train. I mean, I don't know what number that you'd have to put up for me to bet on the Jets.
Why are we hating on the Jets? You know who the worst ATS team is? Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, after last week.
They're 0-7 now.
Boy, that's been
easy. I think it was like 2005 was the last time there was an 0-7 team against the spread.
Man. And yet they've got two wins.
Yep.
Cody asking, what's up? Welcome. Welcome to the Twitch.
Cody asking, what's up? That was his question?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, well, thanks, Cody. What's up with you?
Somebody asked, have you gotten around to Lovecraft Country yet? I have not. A bunch of people tell me I would like it. It's just, now that we're into football season, it's hard for me to just drop stuff and get into a series again. I'll give it a try at some point, I promise. But right now, you know, I got football games.
Yeah.
And it used to be that when I didn't have any sports on Saturdays, that was when I would binge watch everything. But now, Saturday, Sunday, it's all about that football. Did you see what happened to Mike Nolan? He was being interviewed, and he got Tabasco sauce in his eye.
Oh, that ain't good.
I don't know if you've ever done that, but that is not pleasant. He says, that wasn't good. Terrible. Jeez, I'm sorry. Had to stop the whole press conference.
Inevitably, when I'm eating wings, I always reach up and touch my eye somehow. I have no idea why I do it, but it's always regrettable.
And that's kind of what,
I've done that before at El Tiempo. You know how they serve the big grilled jalapeno?
Yeah.
I love that thing. And it always makes me feel terrible when I eat it, but I can't help myself because it tastes so good. But I always touch my eye. I don't know why. I just can't help it.
I've done that before, too.
Obviously, the frustration for him as well is just, you know, look, when he misses them, I got something in my eye. Just had some Tabasco on my finger and it went in my eye. That wasn't good. Oh.
Never good.
It's terrible. Jeez. I'm sorry.
Hang on, guys. Be right back.
Give me 1 second.
That happens.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Maybe he was just crying because his defense sucks so bad.
Well, I know everybody wants him fired, but...
Oh, yeah. He's like, I know what'll make him feel sorry for me. Yeah. I'll put Tabasco in my eye. Maybe he was just trying to create tears for that answer, and he went too far. He was like, if I just rub a little Tabasco in my eye, it'll create a tear.
Like I want things to get
He didn't
so much
realize
better.
It was going to hurt so bad that he was going to have to like leave the interview.
Meanwhile, things not as good for Jerry Jones today. In his, he basically told the, you know, he does that, I guess, weekly radio show. Basically told the host to shut up and let him answer.
Well.
Because I guess I asked him about a leadership void. And he's like, where would you have a leadership void? Is it an experience void? Is it a talent void? I'm not trying to be cute here. The answer is no. Shut up and let me answer. No. When I go in the locker room, there's no leadership void in my eyes. Okay, so you're the leader. Is that what you're telling me? Then he apologized later. It can't be fun.
No.
I mean, he's a competitive dude, which I respect. So, 713-780-ESPN. Is your number 713-780-3776. And I'll be interested to see if the Cowboys do anything else in terms of getting rid of players. But I mean, it's not like they're. It's like I've been saying with the Texans, trade whoever you want. Not like your defense is going to be worse.
Yeah.
You know, put some new guys out there and see what happens. So, man, yeah, I'm going to punch a ticket on Wisconsin. You convince me.
I mean, it just seems, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but I don't think much of Nebraska. Nebraska didn't, what they do after the first quarter or first half against Ohio State, they fell asleep. They got crushed.
Well, they came out and looked like they were prepared to play for about a quarter.
Yeah.
And then Ohio State turned into Ohio State, and that was the end of it.
And I got news. You know what Nebraska does super consistently? Turns the ball over.
Yeah.
That's like this. And usually we say turnovers, there's a lot of luck to it or whatever. I don't know. I'm convinced Scott Frost, Nebraska, they just turn the ball over.
That's the one thing I always disagreed with RJ on, that turnovers are basically completely random. Because there are teams that are able to force turnovers because they have better athletes. And, you know, so it's not completely random. There is a randomness to it. But some teams are really ineffective. Some teams are Nick Foles throwing the ball. You know, I mean, the odds of Nick Foles throwing a pick greater than Patrick Mahomes throwing a pick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is something to it. Hey, let's, because we're going to have, hopefully, Jerome next.
Okay.
Can I do my non-pedo positive Rona update?
Yeah. Can I give you one more early college football prediction before we
sure.
do that?
Sure. Well, I was hoping we'd go through the lines here at 6 o'clock.
Okay, we can do that then.
But, yeah. Well, go ahead. Give it anyway.
Positive. Non-pedo. Corona update of the day.
Now we have to do the update.
Okay, fine.
My bad. Miscommunication.
No, but I wanted you to give
it's
him
all right. We'll do that later.
All right.
We played the song now. So, we have to do it. All right. It's a radio tease.
It's contractual obligation.
Exactly.
The one negative stat, the effective reproduction rate is up to 1.18, which isn't good. Okay, that's not positive. But the testing positivity rate, 4.2%, same as last week. Only 304 new cases yesterday. After we popped up to 800, about that,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, that means that it was just a couple days, hopefully. And they only admitted 85 new COVID-19 patients. Last week it was 92 a day, so that's down. So almost everything is down from where it was yesterday.
All right.
So that's positive news.
Positive news.
I think it means that it was just a couple days where it spiked a little bit. And it didn't spike anywhere near to what we're used to seeing. So 304 new, that's a low number.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Houston. You're doing great. And that was your positive Rona update.
Positive. Non-pedo. Corona update of the day.
Now give me your game.
Michigan is going to hammer Michigan State. I normally don't like to play Michigan as a big favorite because, you can't always trust them to score a whole bunch of points because Michigan's offense is historically in the Harbaugh era has been very shaky. Michigan State is so awful. They've got a new coaching staff.
Yeah, people still think of them as being Michigan State. They're not.
Oh, I got bad news, guys. Michigan State is the worst team in the Big Ten, and it's not even close. They just lost to the next worst team in the Big Ten by 11 at home.
Can I throw another reason why?
Sure.
I'm with you on this. I like Michigan's quarterback a lot better than I did Shea Patterson.
Yep, same.
So, 8-3-2. Second wave is coming. Don't sugarcoat it.
I mean, we just had a negative Corona update yesterday.
Yeah, listen, you go and you trust the media that's trying to scare the hell out of you, and I'll just keep giving you the raw numbers from the Texas Medical Center's website every day. And, you know, if that's sugarcoating it, too bad. I'm just giving you positives.
Did you see that the Big East and some other basketball programs are considering doing their conference seasons in a bubble?
Yeah, that's been out there for a while. I don't know how far along they've gotten in terms of planning it, but, you know.
Season tips off in less than a month. So they may want to figure it out. But with, and I know you've got some positive Houston Corona updates.
And it's
nationally,
not,
Corona, it's getting worse.
It is. And
I think if you've got the chance to set up a bubble scenario,
it's probably worth doing.
You may want to do it. Now, yeah. I mean, it's surprising they're able to do it with college kids, but, you know.
Did you see this woman from Garland died from COVID while on a flight from Arizona?
How'd she get on the flight?
She began to have difficulty breathing while on the tarmac, and she was 30. She's in her 30s, but she had underlying health issues. Was administered oxygen, but ultimately died on the jetway. That's a negative, too. But that's outside of the realm of the positive report. So there. Yeah, I think any bubble-type stuff you can do is a good thing.
I've got a positive non-pedo update. Just general non-pedo.
Non-pedo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keith Rainier.
Yeah.
Leader of the alleged sex cult known as NXIVM.
Yeah.
Sentenced to 120 years in prison. 120 years. Boy, bye.
I just finished the podcast on that today. Actually, I think he called it Nexium.
Nexium, that's
that it. Was what he titled it. It was okay. Nexium, but they spelled it that way.
NXIVM, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, pedo. That's how you know I'm not a pedo, because I didn't know how to say it.
Right, right.
So, I mean, that's pretty dead giveaway that I'm not in the cult.
But what are you saying about me?
Well, it's your job.
You're questionable as hell is what I'm saying.
It's your job to do the research and know this stuff, because we're not going to. That's the out I'm giving you.
He says he's deeply remorseful, though, so that's good. He used self-help workshops to force at least 15 women and teen girls to have sex with him, called them slaves, branded their skin with his initials, and forced them to weigh under 100 pounds. Doesn't sound like a really nice guy.
He turned basically how you have those multi-level marketing schemes into sex slavery.
He was
unders, and then every woman under him had to have like 5 women under him. So he just created this giant pyramid of sex slaves.
And they were all for him?
Yeah.
No, I'm, you know, my cult, nobody's going to be forced to have sex.
Yeah, I'm lucky that I've like tricked one woman into having sex with me. What's this guy? I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, he would convince them. He would like convince the people underneath it, the women underneath him, hey, you need to go get your own slaves. So they would go and get like friends of theirs and convince them to be their slaves. And then eventually it all just culminated.
That sounds
in
very
him.
Epsteinish, because that's what he was doing.
Oh,
they were sending those girls to get their friends.
He is going to get so pounded out in prison. Like violent pounded out.
You should listen to the one I listened to today about him. It's crazy.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're at the ball. You can pick it up tomorrow. Girl, I'll bring you back. Maybe you can crash at my place.
Loaded Red Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Behold the king. The King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. You know what that music means. Time for the legend that is Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon, Chronicle columnist, host of the Houston Sports Show. And what's going on, man?
Living the dream, Fred. Living the dream.
What's the dream exactly?
Week, you know,
I mean,
it's
is
big
it covering,
week, so.
Covering a 1-6 team? Is that the dream?
No, the dream is they're not playing this week.
Yo, that's the
without
dream.
Them. Yeah, the less I see of the Texans, the happier I am.
I mean,
it's a bore. Like Sunday, there was a lot of good football played in the NFL on Sunday, and I was stuck in NRG Stadium. It was not fun.
It's going to get a lot worse because it's not going to matter the rest of the season.
Hey, they're professionals.
You know,
there's no more comment than that.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday, and it's got to be concerning for the long term with this franchise that they are awful and they have their franchise quarterback, because that's a rare thing. Typically, if you've got your franchise quarterback, you're a contender. And
what you're supposed to, you're supposed to be a contender. You're supposed, well, you're not supposed to fall off the map. I guess
you're not.
And he's playing well. I know y'all enjoyed it the first two games where you're trying to say he was not improving. Well, now through seven games, he has his career numbers
you know
across
what, Jerome,
the board.
He was a trash can in the first half this week.
No, he really wasn't. He just they didn't get anything done inside the red zone. But they were still when you run up there and you get 2 yards a crack, your running back has 13 carries for 20 yards in the first half. It's like, why are you even running the ball? So Deshaun Watson wasn't horrible. He was in bad situations throughout. He didn't overcome. He wasn't spectacular, but he wasn't bad at all. I mean, he was okay, but you needed better than okay from him. And frankly, you're just going to have to get better than okay from him at all times, because Tim Kelly is not helping him at all with the play calling. David Johnson can't play apparently, because I understand the blocking is suspect, but do you go down every time somebody touches you? You know, you can break a tackle. It's not against the rules. You know what I mean? Especially when you know you're not getting any blocking. You would think at some point he would, you know, figure out a way to, you know, bounce some of these outside. Hell, go the wrong way, because obviously the holes are not there. So they do have a problem. But you're right. When you have your guy at quarterback, you're not supposed to fall into one of these situations. And they're not – I don't think they're nearly as bad as people thought they were going to. You know, some people say they're going to be, but they could be real bad and be 3-4. That's what's crazy about it, is they're bad and their record says they're bad.
See, here's where I'm like confused by people who are saying that they could be worse than this. Like the Falcons are also 1-6. Like the Falcons are also awful, but let's face it, the Falcons, they're in every single game, and it's taking miracles for them to lose games, which is its own pain in the ass, and it's embarrassing in a totally different way. Like Arthur Blank went down on the field to celebrate the win last week, and then and then his team blew it. That's a different level of frustration. But the Texans aren't. I mean, with the exception of the Titans game, they haven't been competitive in these losses.
Yeah, and I mean, it might just be the football gods are finally coming home to roost, because how long have all three of us been saying Bill O'Brien doesn't know what he's doing?
But forever.
Like year one? Right. So, and yet they win division. They win this mediocre division. They get to 9 wins and they sneak into the playoffs, because they're winning the division four of those times. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, they're not that good. I know, but they won 10 games. You know, and eventually you're like, and it kept going. He's ruining the team. He's ruining the team. And you're like, well, but they still got a quarterback. You know, they still can do some things. Well, all of that has finally landed in a COVID year where nothing is going right for them. And yeah, there's no reason to see anything going right for them in a certain way, because they're just, I mean, it's just, if you had DeAndre Hopkins, you're like, I got one of the best players in the league out there who can make some plays and we can win some games. They don't have that playmaker on the field except for the quarterback. And he can't do it by himself. And frankly, out of 7 games, he's been really, really good in about 3 or 4 of them. He hasn't been great in any of them.
I'll dispute that. His game against the Titans was about as what you have to expect. Look, to get
yeah.
And that's,
yeah. I'll give him that one. But like, say,
and my argument.
Great, but when I say great, I'm exaggerating on the great, because he didn't do anything wrong in that game. But if he were great that game, he'd have got that 2-point. He'd have made that pass, slipped by the guy, and got the 2-point, and they win. That's what I mean by he has to be great. Like, he can't have any.
Well, you're asking him to be perfect. Yeah. Nobody's that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's the problem.
But
that's kind of the problem.
My point is, if you know, using the numbers that we use with QBR that we were arguing about a couple of weeks ago, that game was the third best one of his career. That Titans game,
yeah,
and he
had a nice game. Yeah,
and
he was good.
Yeah. The truth is, the only way the Texans were in that game was the Titans made a bunch of uncharacteristic mistakes. They had kicks blocked. They that inexplicable pass that they tried to throw deep that Roby picked. The Titans did everything to let them stay in the game, and Watson played almost perfect. They still couldn't win.
and still can't win. That's what I'm saying. Like, what? Where do you go from? And it's, I know we're gonna drive it to death over the years, but they win that game if DeAndre Hopkins is out there, because he'll make a couple more plays that other guys couldn't make. You know what I mean? And that's it's got to be frustrating for the quarterback when he's like, look, I can't just wait for somebody to get open to throw him the ball. I have to throw it to some guys who are not open, because these guys are not open quite often. And so that there's not a whole lot they could do. And the defense, I mean, they're just not good. I mean, they can't cover, and they don't tackle that well, and they don't really rush the quarterback. So there's not really a whole lot else they can do unless somebody starts accidentally throwing them interceptions, which, you know.
Is Zach Cunningham, like, is he the most disappointing guy that just got paid ever, or is Whitney Merciless still in charge of that belt? I don't know. Like, which one of them got their money and then became a total useless bum first?
See, I'm wondering, like, really and truly, what's real and what's not real in this season? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, we might not know until further down the road, but he doesn't look like he can play. You know what I mean?
He doesn't look like he belongs in the NFL, even.
Like, right, yeah. It's not like you're like, man, he needs to go to the bench. No, he doesn't look like he belongs in football.
Well, I talked about this.
And we know he did. He looked better than that before.
Well, do you think that maybe DJ Reader standing in front of him had a lot to do with that?
Without question, but
you paid the wrong guy. Paid the wrong guy.
I mean, man. Well, that's they've done that before. You know, that's he can't be that dependent on the guy in front of him for him to make the plays that he's made. I mean, he's not even aggressive anymore. You know what I mean? He's not making aggressive mistakes. He's missing tackles. You don't hear from him for a whole quarter because you'd forget he's on the field. I mean, he's been, I'd never go with the money thing because I don't think the money matters nearly as much as other people do. But boy, the people that do think money matters, they got a good example in him on this one, because that one, it's inexplicable for him to fall that far backward from where he was.
Well, and as much as it was time for O'Brien to go, mostly because of his GM decisions, the people he left behind are just his guys. Did we really expect to see anything completely different on offense?
I lost it. Disconnected. Huh? Yeah.
There we go. We got you.
I'm on?
Yeah, you're on.
It was the thing about the Tim Kelly thing where I said, you know, when O'Brien got fired, I said, this guy does not deserve to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL. No team in the NFL would have hired him to be an offensive coordinator, right? I mean, it's just period, based on his resume. I mean, so O'Brien's out of the way. This guy has no chance of getting an offensive coordinator job in the NFL anytime soon. But he's got a huge long season left to really pad his resume and show what he could do. I thought he was just going to come out here and just light it up and go wild and crazy, you know, just be out of character because O'Brien's not there to say no anymore. You know what I mean? And he's running the same stuff. And it's, as I wrote in my column Sunday, it's, you know, he did learn from O'Brien. He was just a graduate assistant before he started working with O'Brien. He'd been working with O'Brien for 9 years. So it's like learning math from Jethro Bodine, you know?
Well, and that's why I wanted them to bring in some kind of consultant on offense that, you know, just for the rest of the season, you know, like a June Jones or somebody who's done it before who might see something different. You let the guy call the plays, but, you know, but they no interest in that. Tim Kelly's the guy.
On the other side of the ball, is Anthony Weaver, is he as terrible as he looks?
He hasn't been good, but his players have not been good either. So they've been out of position, which I blame the coaches for.
Yeah.
And then they've made bad plays, which I blame the players for. And then they're not good players, which I blame the general manager for. So it's across the board. I think a great defensive coordinator, I don't know if you can get average out of these guys. You know what I mean? I mean, but between Weaver and Romeo Crennel, if you can't get average from a group, this group isn't close to being average. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm not a
but I don't think Weaver's done. I don't think Weaver's done anything special. He definitely hadn't distinguished himself.
I'm not a football coach. I don't claim to be, but I can't imagine a world where I would think, like, lining up Eric Murray in press coverage on Devontae Adams one-on-one, like man to like, I don't know who thought that was a good idea.
Like, like ever. Not, no. Not like we accidentally get into that once a game. No, no, no. Timeout. I'd be like, man, what kind of coach is this? He's blowing his timeouts in the first quarter. That's because anytime that situation presents
itself, that's when you use
it. You got to stop the play.
Yes.
You'll get roasted for it, but hey, I'm like, listen, you don't want to, you don't want, you do not want to see what would have happened if I didn't blow my timeouts on that, because that's not the plan.
If
that was the plan, yeah, I might have fired him Sunday too.
You know, John,
like, John, dude, if you're that bad of a coach, I can't have you around.
John asked me who on the Texans is outperforming their contract, like who's playing for more than what they're getting, like who's. You know, who's not a net drain right now? And the only guy I could come up with is Tyrell Adams, who, I mean, listen, he's on that defense, so he's part of it, but he's making no dollars. I mean, he's basically playing for free. So I picked him.
Minimum. Yeah.
But I don't know of anybody else who you can look at and go, you know what? This guy's outperforming his contract. He's really making it happen.
That's about right. I would automatically go with the kicker because kickers are always, you know,
but you can't
not paid well, but
hey, the punter.
But they paid this guy.
Yeah, Brian Anger, maybe he's next.
Yeah, the punter. He's outperforming. Yeah.
Well, he's busy as hell too.
And I don't know about.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, on dollars per kick, he's underpaid.
That's right.
He's getting some work.
But I would say that
it's terrible, man.
That I think Roby's played really well, but he's paid to play well. And
now he's hurt again.
Yeah, but the real problem is that the guys that you paid a bunch of money on that defense that are supposed to be playmakers are Cunningham and Bernardrick McKinney, who's dead now, and Whitney Mercilus. And those guys are all getting paid a bunch, and none of them can play a lick.
But every time Whitney makes a play, it's a penalty or something. Like the couple of plays he manages to make a game get erased for some reason or another. I mean, yeah,
he's invisible for long parts of games.
You don't even hear from him. Yeah, no, he made that play on the first series. It was third down, and did he play after that? I mean, it was kind of quiet from him there, and frankly. Like JJ would be considered to be playing up to what he's being paid.
Yeah.
If he had players around him and he was still doing what he's doing. But they look so bad across the board that you can hardly give him any credit for doing anything because so little is being done.
You know, at what point do you just stop handing the ball to David Johnson and just say, dude, sit down? Like Arizona did. Arizona was, they were paying him a bunch of money and they were like, yeah, you're the third string guy. Like, I know the Texans don't have anybody good behind him. Like, I don't think Duke Johnson's that good. I don't know what Buddy Howell is, but I'd rather see anyone than David Johnson at this point, honestly.
But, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, you'd know where he's going, nowhere. I mean, and that money's gone.
You're not going to get your draft pick back.
That money.
You're not going to get draft pick. No. You're not going to get money. You don't play. DeAndre's not going to come back and say, take backs. It doesn't work that way.
So, do you putting good carries after bad money, let it go. I mean, if he were cut before the first game, would there be a difference at all? They might be better. They certainly couldn't be worse, because anybody in the backfield could get what he's got. He hasn't made one play where you said he's the only guy that can do that, or he's the only one of a handful of guys that can do that. And that's what they billed him as when they got him. That's what Bill O'Brien was saying, and we're all like, well, yeah, if he's that David Johnson from several years ago and several injuries ago, that would be interesting. But he's not that, you know, and obviously he's not that. And Arizona tried to tell you last year when he was healthy and they wouldn't play him. They said he's not good enough. The money is gone. It doesn't matter. Go have a seat.
Well, and why stick with it? Because the guy who brought him here that you would have to keep playing him to try to justify your stupid trade is gone. Why? There's no reason for him to be out there.
Jack Easterby is still here. He's, you know, he's got to justify, you know, unless he was sitting there saying, don't make this trade, don't make this trade. And they made it anyway, which is not true, because he and O'Brien were bragging about all the moves they made this offseason, and they were his moves too, and he's still here. So, no, they're going to move slower than you would if they raced everybody, because all these people here are still O'Brien people. These are not people who are like, man, we're glad he's gone. No, he made most of these people, the front office. They're all there because of him. He ran off everybody who would dispute anything he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, they're not trying to make him look bad, but they got to make themselves look good. And Easterby, I'm certain, you know, all of these decisions, he and O'Brien talk McNair into making this moves. So you're going to turn around now and admit how wrong you were? It might be a little early for you to do that if you're Easterby. But if I'm Romeo Crennel, I'm dude, you got to sit down. You're not good enough to play for me. I mean, and I don't know why they haven't done that.
I think David Johnson's like Brigitte Bardot. Like, you remember, she used to be really hot, but now you get around, you get her clothes off, and it's like, oh my God, what happened? This is, I take it all
why,
back.
Why are you picking on Brigitte Bardot?
Well,
she's an old woman now.
I know. So's
David Johnson.
When did you see her naked? What?
I haven't, but I'm just saying, I imagine if you did, it would be like, oh, what have I done? What have I, especially if you paid a bunch of money for it. It's like, oh no. Oh, I thought I was getting her from 1957, and now, oh no.
See, now it would take you, AJ, to really put that trade into proper perspective, because you know what? Yeah, if you're too dumb to know that Brigitte Bardot still doesn't have it, you know.
She doesn't have it anymore.
That would have probably gone Kirstie Alley.
Same thing. Yeah. It's the same thing.
A little more current.
Yeah, but you still know. Because you remember she was
really hot as that Vulcan chick in the Star Trek movie.
She was hot in Cheers.
Yeah.
That was 30 years ago, dude. You know these things. I mean, and that's what makes that so bad. It's like, we knew, because it wasn't that David Johnson was good 2 years ago and then was hurt last year.
You feel bamboozled. You can't even feel bamboozled here because everybody knew.
Yeah, Arizona wasn't playing any games. They, you know, he wasn't on the injured list.
He was their third running back.
Do not play.
Right? They were sitting in behind rookies, like undrafted rookies were getting carries over him. That you should know.
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, it wouldn't have mattered anyway, I guess, because this was all offseason stuff. But what did they see? He couldn't work out for him or anything. He was on another team. It was a trade, so he couldn't illegally work him out anyway. What are they watching? YouTube videos? He got an Instagram page or something? And they're like, man, he's looking great on the gram. We can make this move. Or were you that ridiculous in your mind that you just got to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins? And it doesn't matter what you get in return. That has to be more of the truth than they thought David Johnson was going to help.
There's actually a video running around of David Johnson in practice, and it looks like he's going to break a run. It looked kind of like Buda Baker on that interception return, except it's Romeo Crennel chasing David Johnson down from behind. It's unbelievable. The coach comes, he throws his headset down, and he just starts chugging after him, and he grabs him, takes him down from behind. That's when I really started to have concerns about what kind of juice David Johnson has. It was scary.
Right. I mean, every team or most teams that get to the bye week and they come out and whatever big moves they were going to make, this is when they make them. That has to be step one, right?
It has to be.
It's time to just cut the guy. It really is. And
yeah, he's no good to you off the bench. He's not like a scat back who's going to catch you a whole bunch of balls and do anything either.
He's not a change of pace guy.
And Deshaun doesn't like throwing the running backs anyway. So
he's not even a guy. You just go. All right, Jerome. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Appreciate it, fellas. Take care.
It's Jerome Solomon from the Houston Chronicle. I got to tell you guys about Texas Star Grill Shop. You looking for a new grill? Well, you should be. The fall sale is going on now. They've got a bunch of grills in stock that haven't been in stock all year long. People have been on a wait list for these Kamado Joes. They've been on a wait list for the Pits and Spits. But guess what? You can get them right now at the store. They're there ready for you to take them home. And you might be saying, but AJ, I drive a Honda Accord. How am I going to get my new grill home? Good news. Texas Star Grill Shop has free delivery and free assembly. You cannot beat this, guys. All the greatest grills. Great prices, and they're going to point you in the right direction. You tell them what you want to do, they're going to point you to the right grill for your needs. Because maybe you don't know everything about grilling, but it's time you start learning. All the rubs, all the tools, all the books, everything you're going to need to become a backyard grill master, they've got them at Texas Star Grill Shop. Katie, Spring, and Houston, and always open online, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Bow down to the
This is the Blitz on on ESPN 97.5.